Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In early 2023, Bloomberg reported that U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. described indoor air pollutants from gas stoves as a hidden hazard, saying that any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned, he said. As a former cook, I can tell you that the wait times on your cuisine from restaurants handicapped from using electric stoves will be enormous. Of course, I can guarantee that the political elite will not be affected.
When you start making 1,000 buses a year, what are you going to? You're going to need more room for your customers, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
The manufacturer Proterra has just filed for bankruptcy. They've got a strong tie to the Biden administration, right?
President Biden seems to have been a fan of the company that's now filing for bankruptcy.
So as Joe Biden's energy department is on the verge of murdering the culinary industry by eliminating gas stoves, a genuine murder mystery surrounding the drowning death of former White House chef and Barack Obama employee Tafari Campbell unravels.
On several uncomfortable questions have sprung up around Campbell's death. Was it an accident? Or did something sinister happen? Social media is filled with theories, including the claim that Campbell was secretly writing a tell-all book on the Obamas.
Campbell was 6 feet tall and drowned in 8 feet of water. Campbell was also a competent swimmer. Campbell's death parallels with Clinton body count member Walter Shebe, an executive chef at the White House for 11 years under Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.
All right, so what did President Clinton like?
You know, I tell you, we really don't get too much into that, because what happens is, especially in a time with all of the Internet, is that if I say,
of course.
President XYZ likes this, the poor guy, wherever he goes for the rest of his life, that's all he's going to get. So,
right.
You know, they both enjoyed good barbecue. Both presidents enjoyed Southwestern flavors, big flavors, a little bit spicy. So they enjoyed all sorts of things. It really wasn't one thing that they liked or didn't like.
Walter Shibe was found dead after a 5-day search and rescue operation. The 61-year-old went missing more than a week ago while hiking in the mountains alone near the Taos Ski Valley.
Everybody has their own. Hey, John F. Kennedy was a playboy with Marilyn Monroe. Trump, Karen McDougal, Stormy Daniels. You know, George Bush linked to 9/11 and weapons of mass destruction. Bill Clinton linked to Arkansas women, all this others. Everybody has a reputation. How is it that the reputation that follows them as people close to them die?
Asking a bizarre question.
Exactly.
Did people die? Did people die? No. What pisses me off, and I'm going to say this again, because you apparently are not listening to me. You had a list of people off an obscure website that of a conspiracy theory, taking a Venn diagram of everyone that ever worked in the orbit of someone who served in public life for 50 years. You are implying that something nefarious is afoot, both with the question and with the list. Hillary Clinton, she's a big girl. I'm a big boy. You're a big boy. The people that you just listed.
They're all.
Listen to me. No. These are obscure people that you could not pull out of.
You're a great politician, buddy.
The details surrounding the Obama family's involvement in Campbell's drowning death have been inconsistent. Initial reports detail that police left a call log detailing Obama's private chef's drowning blank. The call was made 2 miles from Obama's residence, contradicting the initial report.
Control to Edgartown Fire Water Rescue Personnel, Echo 90 and Echo Unit. Respond to 7979 Turkey Land Cove for a 40-year-old male, possible drowning. Control to Edgartown Fire Water Rescue Personnel, Echo 90 and Echo Unit. Respond to number 7979 Turkey Land Cove Road for a 40-year-old male, possible drowning. Units acknowledge.
While the call log of the 911 distress call received on the night of the accident conspicuously omits the reason for the call. The Daily Mail reports a female staff member of Barack Obama had been with Campbell when he tragically drowned while paddleboarding in a pond beside the former president's estate in Martha's Vineyard. And now the story has changed as to the whereabouts of the Obamas, placing them on the property at the time of the drowning, contradictory to what had been previously reported. Why all the changes for an accidental drowning? And as Michelle becomes a prospective presidential candidate, did Obama's personal chef know too much? John Bowne reporting.
Yeah.
globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Most banned network in the world.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, August 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we've got an incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. All right. We have horrifying numbers concerning the increased death rate in the American people and life expectancy plunging the fastest it's ever done in our history. And, of course, there's a different group of reasons that's happening. They're trying to blame it on fentanyl or even COVID, but it's the COVID shot's the main one. Elon Musk has triggered a big firestorm with his CEO saying they're going to censor and censor big time. The ADL, under pressure from Elon Musk, issues tepid condemnation of anti-kill the white people, kill the Boer song. We've got that coming up. Incredible video. Watch voters demolish. CNN PSYOP interview. Say Trump won. Slam indictments. Bash U.S. support for Ukraine. We've also got new study raises alarm over leprosy cases reported after COVID vaccinations, as U.S. suicides hit all-time high. Jack Smith, the U.N. prosecutor, requests January 2nd trial date, wants Trump convicted by Super Tuesday. Trump responds, developing Obama judge in D.C., persecuting Trump for January 6th, signals she will gag Trump in the middle of presidential election. Incredible election meddling. The Capitol Police head goes public after they first censored his first interview with Tucker. The day it was supposed to air, they fired Tucker, and Fox said they owned it and shelved it. He's interviewed him in an hour-long powerful interview that's posted right now at InfoWars.com in full. And he has gone public saying it was Nancy Pelosi that basically ran the stand down and what happened on January 6th. It was Pelosi, former Capitol Police chief, reveals, set up behind January 6th. Incredible. And we've got so much other news and the great Mike Lindell joining us in the third hour. In the first and second hour, I'm going to go to your calls early. Now, there's a paradox here, and it's important to describe how I came to this conclusion, because I found that if you just give people a piece of incredible news and just put it out there, it gets lost like a fart in the wind, to use the common vernacular. But this happens to me a lot, where I get a splinter in my brain and I have a thought in my mind and I get very frustrated that I cannot remember a piece of information that is the key or beyond critical to understanding the enemy takeover. And so what I'm going to do is, at the start of the next segment, I'm going to cover this. Now, if I really wanted to have a big effect, I'd hype this for 2 weeks, and I'd have a special Saturday show or something commercial-free, and 5 million people would tune in, and it would break out, and General Flynn would talk about it, and Tucker Carlson would talk about it. And maybe I should just do that. Because, you know, smart news people know how to sit on something, hype it up, and release it so it has a bigger effect. It's like if you throw a beach ball on top of a pool, it just floats around and blows around. But if you hold it down in the deep end, it explodes out. But it takes energy to push the beach ball to the bottom of the pool and then let it go. My daughter loves that. My six-year-old daughter, oh, I'll take a beach ball, take it to the bottom of the pool. Our pool's 5 feet deep, but to the bottom, and then she watches it shoot out. I'm not even sure I could take it down 10 feet. But I started talking a few weeks ago about vaccines and meat allergies because I saw them in the news saying it was because of ticks, when it's not. It's happening in countries that don't have the tick. And it's exploding, and the tick's been around forever. And then so I went back over their discussions about how the vaccines on the FDA's own website can trigger you to get this alpha-gal syndrome. That's a big deal for so many reasons. Not just you individually getting sick when you eat meat, but what it then does, the economy once beef production craters because no one can eat it. Just like this happened with wheat. Or gluten, which, again, we know what did it. It's not an intolerance. It's the Roundup on the damn wheat. But I was walking through the studio yesterday at like 5:30, and Owen was on, and I was getting a glass of water in the break room, and I looked up and saw Owen covering this, and it was like I was slapped upside the head. Because I knew this. We wrote about this 2 years ago. It's in other documents. And here I am warning you that they're engineering vaccines to make you allergic to meat. And I'd forgotten the WEF admitted it. And that they're admittedly doing it. Bioengineering humans, which I've been saying the last few weeks, they're bioengineering us. But I'm like, why do I know they're doing that? I can see the programming, the preparation, the explosions, and the meat allergies. And then, son of a bitch, it's not just him. I found a bunch of professors saying we're going to give you meat allergies through shots, through vaccines. God, these people never stop. Now, most talk show hosts cover one article at a time on its face. That's it, compartmentalized. Where we're different is we bring you in the backstory, what's currently happening, and a projection. But that was what was giving me a headache for 2 weeks. I was like, there's something else. I'm missing something. So I've spent, no exaggeration, probably 15 hours the last 2 weeks researching this and didn't come back across our own research. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. WEF linked bioethicist calls for genetically modifying humans to induce meat intolerance. What do you think all these GMO shots, what all this mRNA is? It is mutagenic, meaning it is mutating you. And what they always do is, oh, we might have an ESG, we might have a programmable currency in the future. They're already rolling that out. Same thing, oh, we might want to program you where you can't eat meat. Already doing it. This is such a societal assault. It'll make our brains smaller. It'll make us sick. It'll 2 billion plus people rely on cows. Major IMF World Bank studies to live. From India to the United States, from the Netherlands to the UK, from South Africa to Kenya, from Brazil to Argentina, from Canada to Mexico. This is so devastating. And there they are bragging, and they're just doing it to us. Who wouldn't be pissed about this? Who wouldn't want these mad scientists raping us with this? Because it's bad enough if somebody hits you over the head and rapes you. It hurts. Later, you've been violated. Maybe you get a disease. But this is the whole system raping us and cutting our children's genitals off, and we just love it. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We're going to cover it when we come back. Tell everybody you know, tune in.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
stand up for yourselves, you're going to be poisoned and killed. I've been offered to join the enemy. This is 100% real. Now you see it in your face. Are you going to betray your ancestors and roll over and be cowards? Or are you going to wake up, take control of your life, take control of this planet that God gave us the deed to? Do it now. Say a prayer. Ask God to enter your soul and energize you in this animating contest of liberty. So, I talked about this last segment, and I want you to listen very carefully to me. I don't like to hype things, but people are designed to hype. So you grow up, they don't do it anymore, but you'd see at night big searchlights, and you'd either know it was a car dealership with a sale or it was a movie theater. And I was little, I'd say, Dad, I want to go see what that is. And she'd go, okay, we'll drive and see what it is. And it was a car dealership or a Acrobat fair or a movie. And I remember pulling up one time at the Townies Mall, and they had spotlights out because The Thing had just come out. And I was like 8 years old. Great movie put out by that amazing director, John Carpenter, with Kurt Russell. My dad said, oh, it's a pretty scary movie, son. I don't think we should see it. And I said, please let me see it. Please let me see it. He said, all right. We went in and got a hot dog and popcorn and a Slurpee, and the movie scared the living hell out of me. I had nightmares about it for a year. Now one of my favorite movies. And I later watched the 1950s ones with James Arness. He wasn't just in Gunsmoke. He played The Thing in that movie, the first version of it. Where this alien crashes in the Antarctic, and then it's able to take over other creatures and mimic them. And it's scary that something comes into your body and it takes you over and mutates you and turns you into something different. But their entire globalist agenda is really doing that. They're not just attacking your mind. They're not just attacking you psychologically. They're not just poisoning you with 5G and GMO and nanotech. And no. They're colonizing your body. And you don't have tentacles shooting out of you and pus flying across the room. You don't explode into some demon creature in 30 seconds. And all the other life forms that's collected across the universe, it just slowly takes over your body and kills you. And it social engineers you. So this information, I always go off my gut. I intellectually study the knowledge, but then something in my brain goes, bing! It's like the toaster is done cooking the bread. It's like, beep, boop, boop. And you go, oh, this is the big thing we should cover. So I'm bringing in all these thousands of articles a week and hundreds of video clips, and I'm analyzing constantly. And not just myself, but the crew says, look, they're blaming this tick. And they're saying meat allergies exploded, just like they said wheat allergy exploded, gluten allergy. And it was right when they started putting it on the wheat. Not to stop weeds from growing, but to kill fungus on the wheat. So you're getting wheat soaked in a deadly poison. Now, if you think that's bad, that ain't nothing compared to this. So I've done this accidentally before, where I do a bunch of research and I'm not ready, and I talk about something for a week, and I do a special show, and it gets 5 million views, breaks out, has a huge effect, changes the world. And I'm not good at that. I do it by accident. But and the reason I'm doing this now is, no one cares if I just came on the show and told you this. Maybe 5% of you just want the straight facts, and you're dialed in. You get what's going on. The rest of you are kind of like me. If something isn't hyped up with dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun with dancing girls and everything, you're just like, well, this must not be that important. It's just mixed in with the Maui fires and the pedos everywhere and the open borders and all the rest of it. But this is big, because it's not just what they're doing to give us the deadly meat allergy, where you eat a piece of steak and it's like a bumblebee bit you, and you swell up and you can't breathe and people die in many cases. They're going to do this with everything. You don't think they authorized glyphosate on the wheat by accident. No, they knew damn well what they were doing. And on a scale of 1 to 10 of evil, that's about a 3. A meat allergy is about an 8. What it'll do to the economy. Now they're talking about reducing rice production worldwide because it's grown in water, in swamp. And swamp creates bacteria passing gas. Bacteria go to the bathroom too. Their digestive system's the same. They've got a little chamber that dissolves it, and then they push their poop out with methane. Bacteria fart. Just like cows and just like us and just like every other thing on this planet, except I guess jellyfish don't pass gas. Sharks do it. Whales do it. If the Easter Bunny was real, it does it. It's not. If Santa Claus was real, he farts. And I'm not trying to make a joke about this. They've now pulled it up, listed methane. There's swamps everywhere. Methane creates the atmosphere. It holds in the heat. It's good. That they want to ban rice all over the world or restrict it because it's grown in water. And because evil bacteria are living in the swamp water and passing gas. Think that's a big deal? Half the world gets the majority of their nutrition from rice. You even reduce it, it costs mass famine, unrest, and death. Now, I pulled this up a few weeks ago. I didn't tell the crew to get it, but just type it. I think it was like Reuters. It was also an IMF report, a UN report as well. Let me give you the exact headline. 2.1 billion people survive on cattle production. So, 30% of the world's population survives on cattle production and survives eating meat. Or in the case of India, getting milk and making products out of that. They don't eat them over there. At least the Hindus don't. My family has a ranch in East Texas we've had under a Mexican land grant. We still have a little bit of the land. We don't make any money. It just pays the taxes, but we got a couple hundred cows. They take that away from us. We can't have the property. But we won't starve to death, but the third world will. When I come back, folks, they admit that they're engineering you to not eat meat and poisoning us all right now. This is so huge. Stay with us. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at Infowars.com/show and getting products at Infowarsstore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier, it's in stock, rave reviews, top doctors say it's amazing, InfoWarsStore.com, and that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support, spread the word, pray for the broadcast, and go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So they admit to adding protein to your shots to make you not be able to eat meat. Are you going to put up with that, folks? We're under total attack. It's all on record.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
This broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the info war. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, that's a fun little AI thing that Geyser put out for us. And, you know, people like the Avengers. They like the idea of battling aliens. They land and attack the planet, and it's all very romantic. But the globalists believe they're creating alien species on Earth and genetically engineering us, those of us that survive, to be a new species. So we can look at fanciful fairy tales and fiction and have some fun with it. But at the end of the day, we're living in a real science fiction dystopia that's getting worse by the day. And only becoming aware of it gives us a very good chance of stopping it. So, again, before I cover this, I'm building it up because it's so important. If I hypothetically, and I wouldn't do this, drove across town to your house and knocked on your door, and when you opened the door, hit you in the face with a baseball bat, tied you up, tied your wife up, and raped your wife in front of me, in front of you, you would have a right to put me in prison. You'd have a right, if you get out of the rope, to kill me. But when the globalists sit there and openly brag about attacking our bodies through shots and GMO and the food and the water, we just sit here and take it. There's another video. It's up on InfoWars.com. Meant to give it to the crew. It's Senator Paul came out on TV yesterday. And he said, we've never in the history of Congress that he's looked at, and I agree with him, he consulted the Senate historian archivist, never seen someone lie to Congress this cut and dry and say, we've never done gain of function, there is no gain of function, not here, not at Wuhan, nowhere. When he sent emails saying we're doing gain of function research, then he said we've got to cover up the gain of research. He had conferences called in support of gain of function. It'd be like if you said the Dallas Cowboys don't wear baby blue powder silver uniforms and their symbol isn't a blue star inside a blue star. You'd say, no, the Dallas Cowboys wear that uniform. But the bigger issue is, why won't the FBI and the Justice Department do a damn thing? Because they're captured and they work for these people. They control the internet, they're censoring, they control the Justice Department, and they made a run at us with a bioweapon and a poison shot and have killed millions of people around the world and have maimed even more. And then when they find at prestigious universities SV40 cancer virus in the Moderna and Pfizer shots, Google and Bing go and cover it up and block it and force feed fact checkers saying it's not true when it's true on record, aiding and abetting, killing people. So, did you hear me last segment? Type in, world rice production must be cut for the environment. Rice bad for the environment. More than half the world gets more than half their nutrition from rice. It's like you have a fish tank and you turn the oxygen off. You turn the little bubbler off and the fish are dead in 2 days. You turn that off or you go out of town, the power goes off, the pump doesn't turn back on, and your favorite fish are all floating dead. And you guys are putting up the India ban on export because they've had lack of production. That's not the story. The story is rice is bad for the earth. WEF calls for cuts in rice production because it causes greenhouse gases. And there's all the headlines about banned farming, farming bad for the earth, the Netherlands, India, everywhere. It's literally everywhere. Saying we want to shut down farms. I got CNN headlines. There it is, World Economic Forum. This is how rice is hurting the planet. And they're going in and paying people with fiat money they got not to produce, using money to kill productivity and starve people to death. They poison the wheat. They're cutting off the rice. 20%+ reduction in nitrogen production. That'll kill hundreds of millions, they admit. It's already been done. They went and pulled the plug on the oxygenator, and the fish are swimming around and will be dead in 24 hours. They're cutting off the pipelines. They're cutting off the fuel. They're telling you you'll eat bugs. You'll love it. You're not going to eat meat anymore. You laugh at them and say, I'm not going to stop. And they go, the hell you're not. We're going to give you a shot that doesn't just give you myocarditis and heart attacks and strokes and blood clots, but to where you have violent meat allergies. And then I'm researching this and talking about it and going, why am I obsessed with this? I see them in the news pre-programming that nobody will be meat soon because of this tick. Countries that don't have the tick are saying that they have the same thing. They don't even have a reason why. They're saying COVID creates a meat allergy, all this BS. And then I remember, wait a minute. The WEF came out 2 years ago and said we need to engineer people, and he wrote papers on it, through injections to give you a meat allergy so you can't eat meat. How much more of a confession do you need? It's happening. It's going on. It'll hurt you. It'll hurt your quality of life. It'll wreck the global economy. It'll starve billions to death. They're already setting up their factories, these big warehouses all over the world to produce bugs. And already at grocery stores all over the Western world, from Japan to Germany to England to Canada to the United States, it says bug protein, but they give it a code. cricket protein. You know how toxic chitin is? And the hard shell of a bug? The reason you don't want to eat them is because your brain knows they're toxic. This is unbelievable. They're like, you will eat bugs because that's the protein they're going to allow you to have. And you're like, well, I won't eat the bugs. They're like, then you won't eat anything because we're injecting you where you cannot even eat it. And I showed you the documents, the articles, we'll go back through them. But then it hits me. Oh, there's an Infowars.com article about this from 2021 and Overhead Shot Police. Huge report, big study, human engineering and climate change. That should say raping humans and mutating them to our will. Because it is, listen, if I hypothetically pulled up in front of your house, you don't know me, I got a little baseball bat in my back pocket, I knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here with the census, I got a question. You open the door and I say, hey, how you doing? Bam, right in your nose and break your nose, kick you down. Take handcuffs and tie you up. Your wife runs over to stop me. Elbow her in the face. Kick her in the groin. Slam her down and tie her down and rape her. If she gets pregnant, I just bioengineered your wife. If I give her a disease, I just bioengineered your wife. That's rape. That's rape. Rape, 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 rape. Did you hear me? Rape! R-A-P-E! Exclamation point! Double hockey sticks! But these creeps and these cowards do it covertly, and they get away with it, and they think it's funny. And the average person sees...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the threat when they are. So here it is. I'm going to have it posted back to the front page. Glad Jamie White wrote about this 3 days ago. I missed it. We'll have it posted to the main front page of Infowars.com right now. WEF link bioethicist calls for genetically modifying humans to induce meat intolerance. We can use human engineering to make the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. Oh, we can give you an injection that makes you allergic to bovine protein or other meats so that you can never eat them again. World Economic Forum included Lao's proposals in the Great Reset discussion to shift human diet away from beef to mostly bugs and synthetic meat. Now, wait for this. It gets 10 times worse. Where do you think Bill Gates' company, patented, grows its meat? What kind of meat grows? You cut out a piece of my bicep and you put it in a petri dish, it doesn't grow. Use your head, folks. What type of meat, if you cut it out and put it in a petri dish with cuter, with protein and sugar, a base to grow life forms, what type of cell, riddle me this, Batman, what type of cell grows outside of a blood supply? Cancer. But not just any old cancer. Most cancer needs a blood supply. It'll just grow faster than regular cells outside of a genetically designed order. No, ladies and gentlemen, super cancer. Immortal cell lines that never die and never stop replicating. And you can take a chunk of an immortal cell line. They only admit two people they found with them. A black lady in the early 50s that a tumor grew over her whole body in like a week and killed her. Pull up the first immortal cell line for people. And then a little boy in the 1970s that was aborted at 9 months. A little white boy. And almost all the biotech, everything you have, is grown off them. They have reportedly grown hundreds of millions of pounds of her meat. And they can take a big chunk of it, a T-bone-sized steak, and throw it into a vat and come back in a month, and there's a giant, huge vat full of her meat. I forget her name. It was a black lady, Henrietta... there it is. Henrietta Lacks. So if you take growth hormone, it was grown on Henrietta Lacks. They just take human growth hormone and put it in there and it grows it. Almost all the genetic treatments, Henrietta Lacks. Factories all over the world, ladies and gentlemen, with her cancer. And what does Bill Gates do? His new synthetic meat has patented Henrietta Lacks' tumor. So you're actually eating your cannibal with a synthetic meat. Here he is drinking sewage water, teaching you how good it is. Oh, look, it's good to drink sewage. It's good to eat bugs. Thank you, Bill Gates. He goes to the comedy shows. I'm going to make you eat bugs. I'm going to make you eat poop. I'm going to make you eat, oh, yes, fun. I'm going to make you eat a dead black woman's tumors. Now, see what I mean? It's beyond Hellraiser. You can't make this up. So they grow these big vats of tumors off this dead black woman, or this white dead white kid, but she's the main one. I'm sure they found others, they just don't talk about it. And they got cancers, folks, that are like the movie The Blob. Then they can dice them all up and turn them into whatever type of meat they claim it is, and you're eating Henrietta Lacks' meat. I saw about 5 years ago, Hollywood stars have begun to sell their cells so people can eat steaks made out of Brad Pitt. Remember that? If you think I'm joking, look it up. But you know I'm not. So when I say we're not in Kansas anymore, that's an understatement. Human engineering and climate change. Human engineering and climate change. Here's all the reports. The articles, how great it is. While we all need to go on the planetary health diet to save the world, he says, by eating tumors of a dead black woman, and we need to shrink humans like they do in downsizing is actually somewhat possible, and it's not such a bad idea. Business Insider. Also, let's block out the sun. Bill Gates said so. Now the government signed on to it. Five ways bioethicists want to change our bodies to fight climate change. Man. So they didn't want to just ban your gas car or your gas stove. They didn't want to just shut down your farm, baby. They're going to kill your ass. And you're already eating. When you go get the great, delicious synthetic meat that everybody refused and rejected, you're already eating it. In many cases, they also grow the flavoring on the bodies of dead babies. Liberal. So let's go ahead and just play a clip of this good old boy. Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Yeah, the bad guys are selling the moonshine. The bad guys are smoking cigarettes. The bad guys are being male chauvinists. The bad guys got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. But the good guys are little professors poisoning your shots and poisoning you and your family. And collapsing every major food supply we got while they giggle and laugh because we're too stupid to figure it all out. You will eat bugs. You will eat tumor meat. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. How about we say no? Would you eat lab-grown human salami cultured from celebrity cells? See? It's called Bite Labs. I'm not making any of this up. Believe me, brothers and sisters. I wish I was making every damn bit of this up, but I couldn't make this up. Nobody could make this up. The Bible says in the end days, the satanic world government system will invent new evils. You're like, how do you do that? You just saw it. They're invent. You know, it's been said by the Egyptians, nothing's new under the sun. Not true. This stuff's all new. So where's your dignity, folks? Where are you? Who are you? What limit will you not put up with? All right, let's go ahead and go to this clip. WEF link. Bioethicist calls for genetically modified humans to induce meat intolerance by putting proteins via shots in your body that make you allergic to red meat to start. And it's here. They're doing it now. He wrote about it in a paper in 2011. 2012, February 2nd. Here's the paper right here. Just like they won a Nobel Prize in 1992 for chemtrailing, and it was being done 2 years later. And they're just doing it to us. Here he is.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
They're way past putting atrazine in the water to bend your son's gender. And we shouldn't hate the people that have been hurt by this. They're victims. We should care about them and love them and let them know what happened to them. Because they're going to take more and more of the mutants that have been hurt and tell them they love them, they care about them, and that we're the bad ones when they're the ones doing it to them. All right, I'm going to give the number out right now. And I'm going to take your calls next hour on this subject. And this subject alone, human engineering by the globalists. How do we stop it? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're doing first-time callers today. First-time callers, please. 877-789-2539. Separately, we got biohacks God gave us through natural products. Super Female Vitality, BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 3,000 milligram CBD oil, highest quality, best you're going to find at the lowest price. That's what funds the operation, plus the great products that enrich your life. You want us to keep fighting? Go to InfoWars Store, make the commitment, experience these great products, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, but whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast. Colloidal silver, sold out for years, highest quality, 30 parts per million. Silver Bullet, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And today is the last day to get 10% off on storable food and water filtration. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
For everything the globe.